Here's the commentary for the Chapter 9 assignment. You're going to be doing similar to what you did in Chapter 5 when you researched stocks, but this time you're going to research some bonds. There are many places to research bond quotes, and I usually use Yahoo, but it has been functioning strangely lately. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I don't know. Try it. It may work for you. But I really hope you'll use the FINRA quote system. And on the website, I have a link to the Yahoo bond quote, but I have a link to the FINRA quote. And FINRA, what is FINRA? FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. These are the people that oversee the brokers and the brokerage firms. And on this site, you can actually look up your potential broker and your brokerage company and see if there's any disciplinary action or any other hanky-panky or trucos that they've been guilty of or there have been complaints against them. You can look me up. Make sure you spell my name correctly. And they are the folks. It's a non-governmental organization. It's not the SEC gave them the ability or the task of overseeing the brokers, but it's not part of the government. But it's blessed by the government. And before FINRA, it was the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers. But they became a private organization, no longer a nonprofit, and concentrated on their National Association of Securities Dealers automated quotation system, because it was making them a lot of money, and you know it as the NASDAQ. So NASD is no longer around. It's now, they just simply want to be called NASDAQ, and they don't even want you to remember that it used to be called the National Association of Securities Dealers automated quotation system, and most people don't. Okay, so FINRA also has a bond quote service, and it's actually pretty good. It's a little tricky to use, but once you get used to it, it's actually pretty darn powerful. It's certainly more powerful than Yahoo's. There's the quick bond search in FINRA, but the best one to learn to use is the advanced bond search, and you're definitely going to want to learn how to use this one. So I've had much better success with that one. It's much more precise, but you have to be careful because you have to make sure you're looking at corporate bonds or municipal bonds or treasury bonds if you're looking at those. So I want you to look up some bonds. And number one, find the Home Depot corporate bond quotes. Huh? What's the coupon rate, the maturity date, the S&P rating? Maybe they have Fitch or Weiss rating or Moody's. And the reason I picked Home Depot, you could pick anybody, but Home Depot has few bonds, and that's why I said let's go try them because they have so few bonds. So does that make sense? So make sure you pick on corporate, because if you don't, you're gonna be looking for treasury bonds or muni bonds, and take a look, and hopefully that won't be where you end. You'll look at some other companies that you're interested in, but whatever. That's what I want you to look at. Then I want you to look at Southwestern bonds, Southwestern Community College. Now, here's where you really have to be careful. You're going to type in Southwestern. Don't type anything else. Don't try to type community college or anything like that because it won't work. They abbreviate things very strangely. And make sure you've chosen municipal bonds and California. Make sure you've chosen municipal bonds and California, or you're going to get Southwestern Iowa or something. Okay? And then I want you to find bonds between 2018 and 2019, because there's an awful lot of bonds from Southwestern Community College. And so set the dates in there, too. So you learn how to get things. I'm looking for a 10 or 20-year bond or whatever. You learn how to narrow your search, because as we said in the lecture, the bond market's a whole lot bigger than the stock market. It's the bond market doesn't get as much press, doesn't get as much excitement generated, but it's bigger than the stock market. And then number three, we want you to search for some bonds from Ford that mature between a certain time frame, and then see what the bonds are selling for, what are the ratings. So yeah, again, you don't have to limit yourself to the ones I asked you to do. If you're interested in a certain company or a certain municipality or whatever, have at it. Have a good time. The number four is a little trickier. No, it's not. It's not that hard at all. But what I'm trying to ask you to look for are the differences. The term we use is spread between what treasury bonds and muni bonds and treasury bonds and corporate bonds are paying. And we often talk about the spreads being narrow or wide. Narrow is when there's only a few percentage points between, or maybe even less, a few tenths of a percentage point between the two. And wide is when it's 2 or 3 or 4 or 5%. That's really wide when it's 4 or 5%. That's not typical, but it happens. Okay? And then I want you to do a little bit of research on Fannie Mae's website and look for SMBS. And why? I don't know. I'm just trying to get you to do a little bit of, well, wait a minute, maybe this is a very good investment for me. Somebody told me about these SMBS, whatever these things are. I want you to look them up. And I want you to look them up and say, well, is this really a suitable investment for most bond investors? Okay, so again, as with Chapter 5 assignment, I hope you get lost. I'm not in a nasty way. I mean, I hope you really start playing around and going, oh, this is interesting. Let me look up their competitor. Okay, we looked up Home Depot. How about Lowe's? Let's look up Lowe's. And how about Ford? Well, let's look up GM. Oh, GM doesn't look too good. So that's what I hope you do. And if you do, great. And if you don't, that's great too. But that's your assignment. Any questions? Please contact me. Have a lot of fun.